Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Good morning. It is morning, a glorious one here, clear with fog over the mountains, and I am settling in to record my podcast for a full moon that will be arriving in less than 2 hours. I do try to get things together more in advance of big events like this one, but sometimes I am caught and I can't quite get a handle on what it is I need or wish to say. And given the presence of the trickster in this full moon, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised that that's exactly what happened this time. I had a plan. As I went to write the essay, it just wasn't coming together. And it was only last night that I realized I needed to toss out what I had and start over, which I did, and then thought, I'd better wait and reread this in the morning instead of recording and posting very late at night. So here I am with my full moon offering for you. This year's harvest moon is also a blue moon, the second full moon this month. It was cloudy here last night, Friday, but Thursday, the almost full glow of the rising moon shone down with glorious beauty. She was accompanied. Above the rising moon was Mars, clearly visible in his closest approach to the Earth in 2 years, fierce and strong in his fiery retrograde. The significance of this full moon shines as brightly as its orb in the night sky. Sun at 8 Scorpio, moon at 8 Taurus, these two are the manifest and the hidden, the world we apprehend with our physical senses, and the occult world that reveals itself to the clairer senses. Taurus and Scorpio carry the polarity of life and death, showing in their pairing that these two states are parts of larger ongoing cycles. Neither is an ending, neither is a beginning in the fixed linear sense. They flow one from the other, each required, each welcomed. If the idea of death and life as partners in a dance instead of the ultimate win or lose feels radical, look no further than Uranus, very tightly conjunct the moon at 8 Taurus and opposing the sun. Taurus and Scorpio are fixed signs, patterns that prefer and seek to create stability. With Uranus, nothing is stable. Change is the only constant. Life and death, the seen and unseen worlds, and change, the trickster change agent par excellence. I'm reminded of the judgment card in the tarot. The image of judgment from the Golden Dawn deck and afterward evokes the Christian idea of being judged and then sent to heaven or hell. Historically, though, before the Golden Dawn period, the card showed an angel flying over opening graves who represented the triumph over death that eternal life offered. The image is from Revelations, the most mystical, and some would say most pagan, of the books in the canonical Bible. So one question from this full moon is, where are we alive and where are we dead inside? It's been one hell of a year. As this full moon fills the sky, we're heading into a crucial challenge. Yes, the U.S. election, with the world watching. What has happened for us and to us this year? Far too many have faced death as a fear, as a companion, as an unwelcome part of our lives. Where are we in that relationship? We've felt threatened this year. No matter how privileged we are, there's anxiety about change, loss, and how our way of life could be affected. Too many truly are threatened every day. Healthcare professionals, all workers in contact with the public, ordinary citizens within marginalized communities of all kinds. How are we managing what we and those around us are facing? We've experienced many reactions over the course of the year. Anxiety, hope, fear, confidence, anger, determination, fear again, depression, joy, despair, comfort, love. It's exhausting to remember where we've been, difficult to remember, especially when the year and its challenges are not over. Yet here we are, at this amazing full moon, being shown something important to our understanding. What do we see? What do we feel? This is a moment of recognition and confirmation. The Taurus full moon is ruled by Venus, who has just entered Libra, her own sign. The moon herself is exalted in Taurus, strong in her ability to nurture all living things. Taurus also brings us the Earth Mother, Hathor of Egypt, cow-eyed goddess of beauty and love, or the Lady of the Beasts, ancient guardian of the wild, or the earth in all their glory and majesty. Mercury, too, is in Libra, retrograding in from Scorpio. Our minds and hearts are balanced, seeking to include everyone in creating and nurturing solutions. And here comes Uranus to shake up the world as if we needed more uncertainty. Yet maybe we do. Maybe we need fresh ideas, radical perspectives, new understandings of the world we're in and how we can thrive within it. This is the season of sowing. Today, by the calendar, we've reached the beginning of the ancient Celtic year. Tonight at dusk, as the full moon rises, we enter a new year in the dark. For the Celts, time began in darkness. Day begins at dusk, which is why our Halloween is All Hallows' Eve. The year begins at the dark time, now, as the season of growth ends. We complete the harvest, gather in the herds, and build up the fires. This is the time of storytellers, of the ancestors. We recount our histories and tales of great challenges and great deeds. The world of the unseen draws close, both to listen and to remind us. A vital tradition of this time of year is setting a place at the table that is left empty. This is the place for the unseen stranger, one who is welcomed, fed, honored. This year, Uranus is the unseen guest. We feel the stirrings of great changes. We know in our bones we're living in a time when power is shifting. We know things will not return to the way they were 12 months ago. And we don't know the outcome. We've got lots of ideas and hopes and fears about it, but we don't know. Astrologically, Samhain arrives when the sun reaches 15 Scorpio. This year, that happens on November 6th. I'm fascinated by this stretch of time and how it brackets the U.S. election. The results are very unlikely to be clear by November 6th, yet we'll have been through a watershed experience unlike anything seen before. Perhaps Uranus is here now to offer the comfort of uncertainty. Yes, comfort, an odd concept, I know, but consider it. In that moment, when the dice have been thrown but not yet landed, anything can happen. A new world can suddenly appear, a new chance. From one perspective, this can sound like escapism. No, no, we say we must deal with the problems before us. We can't hide within bright imaginings. There's work to be done. Uranus does not deny the work, but points out that uncertainty is quite real, always present, and the very thing that allows creation to happen. If it were all certain, all set, all done, then why live at all? Why engage, grapple, think, love, fight, create, despair, or hope? We exist in moments of uncertainty, and that's where the magic is. It's a full moon. The trickster is here. Mercury, another trickster, is dancing backwards. We don't know what the next moment holds, let alone the year ahead. Let's tell the old tales, share what we have, gather around fires linked virtually this year, but warming nonetheless. The world is changing. Welcome the endless possibilities that holds. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, inviting you into this time of openness and unknowing and possibility. Uncertainty is not comfortable, and yet its presence in the world does offer comfort of a kind if we know how to move into it. Welcome whatever realizations come today. Welcome the year ahead and all its possibilities. As always, thank you for listening.